Welcome into the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Hour number one of three with Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds. I am live at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook, and Wes is down the street at the tip of the strip inside the VSiN studios at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Wes, good afternoon to you. Quite a Saturday. You know, everybody's talking about football going on Sunday, but this is a big day in sports. We have college basketball all over the map. Of course, we have NBA and hockey, but a big horse race going down a little bit later at Gulfstream Park in Florida, and a big UFC match a little later this evening, UFC 257 with Conor McGregor in action.
Yeah, absolutely. 117 games today on the college basketball slate, NBA slate, and then, of course, a few games in the NHL. We've got, like you mentioned, the Pegasus World Cup down at Gulfstream Park in South Florida. Also, UFC 257. And anytime it's Conor McGregor, it's a bigger card than normal. So got that going on, got golf going on, got pretty much everything going on but football. But we'll get to the preview of the conference championships, both AFC and NFC, going into tomorrow to see who is going to represent those conferences in Super Bowl 55 in 2 weeks.
Probably my favorite weekend of the NFL is championship weekend, conference championship weekend. A lot of times these two games are even better than the finale, the Super Bowl, which will come up in 2 weeks. We will see, and then you're right. We will talk about those games, give you our thoughts, our picks, what have you, on the Green Bay Packers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills. Let's get to the college basketball action, Wes. One game that just went final, 92-71, your final. Arkansas beats Vanderbilt, a win and a cover for the Razorbacks there. They went off as 8.5-point favorites. Game goes over the total as well, 153.5, your closing total here at BetMGM. Again, 92-71, your final there, Arkansas over Vanderbilt. Games in action right now. Some are at the half, some just coming out of the half. And I heard you talking about this one on Betting Across America, Wes. The Baylor Bears hosting visiting the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in Stillwater. They were laying 11.5 points here with a total of 144.5. And right now, Oklahoma State at the break is in the lead by four, 36-32, catching 11.5 points here coming in. And you wonder if Baylor is possibly letting down a little bit. We remember earlier in the week there was that famous meaningless three-pointer by the Kansas Jayhawks to get with inside the number against the Baylor Bears. Of course, Baylor goes on to win that one, did not cover the number. Kansas pays the tickets there, but Baylor off to a little bit of a sluggish start here against the Oklahoma State team that is down a man.
Yeah, and I thought this was going to be a tough spot for Baylor, and I was wanting to get involved on the Oklahoma State side, but about a half hour before tip-off, a couple Oklahoma State players actually out. They were only warming up with eight guys. Most notably was Cade Cunningham, who more than likely is going to be the number one pick, at least if you look at the mock drafts from to this standpoint, in the 2021 NBA draft, superstar freshman, likely one and done there in Stillwater. But I begged off the game once I saw how shorthanded they were. Baylor now, people bet Baylor on the injury news up to 11.5, and James Salinas and I were kind of expressing caution. Maybe necessarily, okay, I can't get involved with Oklahoma State, but now all of a sudden the line's going to adjust on the injury news, and then it's kind of a race, Brady, because we all now kind of get the information at the same time, both bettors and the bookmakers behind the counter, and it's just a race to lay the best number. But these guys are quick on quick. They've got social media just like you do, so they're going to adjust that number. So then it's like you're having to lay the number with the tax already put in with Cunningham and a couple other guys not going. But so far, Oklahoma State 36-32 over Baylor. Halftime price, by the way, out right now at BetMGM. Baylor -9 for the second half. That essentially makes them a 5-point favorite for the duration of the game. 76.5 your second half total. But number two down by four at halftime in what I thought was going to be a tricky spot and is proving to be, at least so far.
Over in the ACC West, you have the Wolfpack of NC State taking on the Carolina Tar Heels. This one in Chapel Hill just went to a TV timeout. 15 minutes left in the second half, and the Tar Heels out in front, 53-45. Carolina went off as a 6.5-point favorite, and the total of 148.5. Did you do anything with the games we have in progress currently?
Yeah, favorite and over for me in the Carolina and NC State game. Right now, currently, Carolina would be a 9.5-point favorite, 160.5 on the total. I played over 146. It did close about 148. Also laid the 6 with the heels from this standpoint. NC State has kind of hit the struggle bus lately. And North Carolina, one thing about North Carolina this year, they're not as offensively potent, even though I like them with the over today. But they're playing good, solid defense with a relatively young group for Roy Williams. The defense, I think, has been very much improved this year for the Tar Heels. NC State, by the way, has yet to win a game in the 2021 calendar year. 6-1 start, but have lost their last 3. They had that game at Clemson they could have won, ended up losing in OT. Miami gets them at home, and then they got blown out at Florida State back on the 13th. So NC State's at about a week and a half layoff. But so far, the Heels out ahead of them. Haven't gotten away completely yet. An 8-point lead 15 minutes ago in the second.
Seems like a year of opportunity to in the ACC with Duke down and Carolina down. But then Virginia Tech surprisingly loses to Syracuse today. So, you know, Clemson is a really good team that we don't always see as a powerhouse in basketball. Florida State looks good as they continue to do so on the basketball court. Is Florida State becoming a basketball school, Wes?
I think more so. They certainly, I don't know if they're a football school based on what you read in terms of how they've handled some of these coaching hires and the fact that their brand has gradually dissipated. Jimbo Fisher kind of got it right that one year with Jameis Winston when they won the title, but ever since then the football program has gone down. And I look, I like Florida State in the spot today, but I thought the number was right, so I didn't end up laying at Florida State ever since they had their COVID issues and had a couple weeks off, has really come out on fire here. They've won 3 in a row. Clemson kind of on the wrong end. They had been playing very well and got ranked and still ranked in the polls, but likely going to fall out considering they've lost their last 2. That blowout at home against Virginia and then got spanked at Georgia Tech on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Florida State, their last loss actually was December 29th at Clemson by 10. But ever since they had those 2 weeks where they didn't play, they came back into action on the 13th of this month, blew out NC State, a win over North Carolina at home, and a very impressive win by double digits on the road at Louisville, a pretty good defensive team at least, even though they're a little shorthanded with some injuries and personnel. So Florida State has certainly been the more informed team to this standpoint and currently up 15-7 in the first half.
South of Tallahassee in Orlando is the Knights of Central Florida hosting the Mustangs of SMU in a good contest here. 41-40, Central Florida out in front. SMU went off as a 5-point road favorite with a total of 141. Your live line still in favor of the Mustangs, West, 2.5 in the in-game market.
Yeah, UCF's last win was December 22nd against Cincinnati. They've since lost 4 straight conference games. They had a little bit of a delay with COVID too, January 2nd, and then they didn't play again until January 14th. A good effort for Johnny Dawkins' guys here. I didn't end up getting involved here. SMU's been solid, 7-2, 3-2 in the conferences. Their only 2 losses back-to-back at home to Houston, who Houston's beaten everybody in this AAC this year, and they did so against Temple earlier today. A cover is 12-point favorite, 68-51. Your final score, Houston over Temple. So SMU with the 2 home losses to Houston and Cincinnati, but a solid team, but I didn't really know what to do with this one. SMU got the money, but UCF's right in there with a 1-point lead here in the second half.
We go a little further south to Athens, Georgia, where the Bulldogs are hosting the Gators of Florida. And right now, the road favorite Florida Gators out in front, 44-39. Here at BetMGM, they went off as 4-point favorites with a total of 151.5, Wes. And right now, Florida is a 5.5-point favorite in-game. Your total up to 161.5. And again, 44-39 Gators. Georgia coming off of a nice win over Kentucky. Florida has had a couple of losses, but had that big upset over Tennessee earlier this week.
Yeah, Georgia's won 2 in a row after they started 0-4 in the SEC, a win at Ole Miss last Saturday, and then, of course, the nice win late over Kentucky on Wednesday. So 2 wins in a row for Tom Crean, guys. Florida has been playing a little bit shorthanded, actually, in that nice win over Tennessee. They had a couple guys out, Scotty Lewis and Colin Castleton. Of course, we know Keontae Johnson has been out and is going to be out indefinitely. Remember when he had collapsed to the floor in that game against Florida State. So he is out indefinitely. So you've had a Florida team playing very shorthanded, but maybe that win over Tennessee can give them some confidence and at least spring them forward. They've been up and down in SEC play, currently 4-3 on the season, but do have the lead early in the second half over the Bulldogs.
Maybe good for them to go out on the road and not follow up that Tennessee victory at home, feeling a little bit full of themselves. Not that there's a bunch of fans in the gymnasium there, but maybe good to get out of town a little bit and not let their head get too big off of that victory over the Tennessee Volunteers. Providence and Villanova in action in the Big East, and look out for Providence, 22-16. This is similar to that Baylor and Oklahoma State line, as Providence is a 11.5 point underdog here, Wes, a total of 140.5. Pretty early on in the game here, down to about the final 5 minutes of the first half, very low scoring, 22-16 in favor of the Friars.
Yeah, and that game flow certainly in favor of Providence. I ended up begging off this one, even though I leaned to Providence here in the spot against Villanova, because Providence has been very game on the road. They won at TCU, they won an overtime on the road against Seton Hall, and then the other night on Wednesday, they win at Creighton. So three good road wins for Ed Cooley and the Friars as they're kind of getting their way back into NCAA tournament consideration. But you looked at Villanova, they did get a win over Seton Hall, I believe, on Tuesday night. Just a 2-point win, and no shame in that. Seton Hall is a very good club. But Villanova, you got to think, at least certainly had some rust, because they had not played since December 23rd. So you've got darn near a month before they return to the floor. So you thought maybe on Tuesday night they worked a little bit of that rust off. So that's what scared me off, to say, okay, they got the rust off, maybe they can run these guys out, even though I did like Providence in the spot. And so far, so good for the Friars. Just at the 4-minute timeout, 22-16, a very low scoring game, which is certainly going to favor Ed Cooley and his Friars.
Over to the Big Ten West, and you've got the Maryland Terrapins taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. This one in Minnesota, and I tell you, the dogs are barking today, and are the Terrapins as well. 41-32, Maryland out in front, went off as a 5-point underdog here to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Make that 5.5-point underdogs here at BetMGM with a total of 145.5. Again, 41-32, Maryland out in front, about 15 minutes left in the second half there, 15 minutes left in the ball game, and Maryland has now moved to the position of the favorite in the in-game market, Wes, -4.5 with a total of 133.5.
Yeah, I ended up being on Maryland here, and so far so good, 41-32 at the under 16 timeout here in the second half. Simply put, it was kind of like that transitive handicapping. We were here last Saturday when it looked like nobody was going to beat Michigan. They were off that super impressive win over Wisconsin, maybe a tough spot. They're priced at the top of the market. I ended up on Minnesota, maybe Michigan a little fat and happy, getting all these wins in a row. Minnesota ends up blowing them out. And then you get Michigan on the turnaround on Tuesday night, a nice rebound against this very Maryland team, and blew them off the floor. So you're like, okay, now you had Maryland, who got blown out by Michigan, who got blown out by Minnesota. So Minnesota's got to be the absolute right side, right? Well, no, not necessarily. That's where you kind of go against that perception here. And, you know, looking at the market, that the number really didn't move in Minnesota's favor. It pretty much stayed the same. And actually, Maryland got a little bit of action. Minnesota's now been off a week. They have not played since that impressive win last Saturday over Michigan. So get a little bit of rust here. You know, they've been hearing, wow, you beat Michigan, who looks like every bit of a national title contender to this standpoint. And you kind of get maybe a little bit confident in yourself. And a Maryland team that looked bad at Michigan surely has a sense of urgency, wants to get the taste of losing out of their mouth. And so far, they're on their way doing that. But 16 minutes still left to go. Terps up by 9.
underway in the second half between Oklahoma State and Baylor. Also about 16 minutes left in this one. And Oklahoma State hanging on to a lead, just 3 points now. Went into the half with a four-point lead. Now a three-point margin, 42-39. They lead the Baylor Bears. Again, about 16 minutes left in the second half there in Stillwater. Looking at the Gulf West, they have returned from Hawaii over to the mainland, and they are in La Quinta, California, the other desert down there for the old Bob Hope, the American Express, and I'm knocking on granite over here on my little table. My guy is in front, Sungjae Im, at 13 under par. He's 2 under through four holes today. Brian Harman right behind him at 12 under. Roger Sloan at 12 under. And Max Homa also at 12 under par, along with Emiliano Grillo and Siwoo Kim, all one shot back of your man Sungjae Im.
Yeah, Brady, you're doing so well to start the season already with the winner on the year. They're going to kick me off long shots here. I'm not living up to my reputation here. I've got really nobody in play here. My only guy in play is overseas in Abu Dhabi. Hopefully Tommy Fleetwood, a couple back, can overtake Rory McIlroy, who is your 54-hole leader. Sungjae Im, by the way, 4-1. Siwoo Kim, 11-2. Brian Harman, 15-2. Emiliano Grillo, 9-1. Tony Finau, 9-1. Abe Anser, 12-1. You can get all these prices currently at BetMGM. They are doing in-play wagering. Sungjae Im with the one-shot lead in Palm Springs right now.
All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at some basketball that's going to tip at the bottom of the hour. We've got Texas A&M visiting Ole Miss, and then at the top of the hour, West Virginia and K-State, and also Duke and Louisville. It's the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. We'll be right back here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. With football playoffs, basketball, and hockey games every week, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. In addition, VSiN is reporting live from right here, Mandalay Bay, every weekend to bring you the analysis of the best matches. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you back inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM, taking a look at some college basketball ongoing and upcoming. 42-41, just a one-point lead right now for Oklahoma State, leading the Baylor Bears. Just under 16 minutes left to go in the second half. Again, 42-41, Oklahoma State with the lead, and Baylor has the ball. SMU and Central Florida, the Mustangs pulling away a bit now, 55-46, 10 minutes left to go in the second half there. North Carolina State falling to North Carolina in Chapel Hill, 65-53, 10 minutes left to go in the second half there. Georgia starting to fall back of Florida now, 55-42, 15 minutes left in that one down in Athens. And Wes, coming up in just about 5 minutes from now, we have the Rebels of Ole Miss taking on Texas A&M. Ole Miss, an 8.5-point favorite here with a total of 125.5 at BetMGM. Neither team really killing it in the SEC this season, both just a game or two above 500.
Yeah, and I lean here, I guess, to the over, even though this looks like it's going to be a rock fight. Two teams certainly much better defensively than they are on the offensive end. Ole Miss comes off a nice win on Tuesday. Always nice to beat your rival, especially at their place. Beat Mississippi State 64-46. Held Mississippi State to 0.75 points per possession. Anything under 1 point per possession is usually a pretty good defensive effort. So at 0.75, drive, an absolutely stellar effort for Ole Miss, and that's getting priced in here. You got a Texas A&M team that's had a week off, lost at home by 16 to Missouri last Saturday. So currently going on the road, I think 8, 7.5 probably is about right on the number. This maybe could get to the over if it's a close game and you get some fouls late. That would be my lean here, but as of now, nothing for me.
At the top of the hour, it'll be West Virginia taking on Kansas State. West Virginia hasn't had a game in a couple of weeks because of COVID cancellations. Kansas State has lost 5 in a row, Wes, and they are 11-point underdogs currently at BetMGM with a total of 136.5.
Yeah, this is always a tricky handicap because you don't know how West Virginia is going to come out. Remember, their last game was 2 weeks ago where they lost on that buzzer beater to Texas, and of course playing without Oscar Tshiebwe, who's now transferred to Kentucky. He'll be eligible again next year. So look, maybe a little bit of addition by subtraction, because I think that they started to play better even though they weren't getting a lot of wins in the scenario, and not a lot of wins really for Kansas State either. 5-10 overall, 1-6 in conference play, and have lost 6 straight in terms of their conference game. So this is an absolute rebuild for K-State, but I'm a little less wont to lay the number with West Virginia necessarily on the road because they've had 2 weeks off here, so it's going to be a pass for me, but I certainly don't want any part of Kansas State.
Still a 1-point game between Oklahoma State and Baylor, 45-44, Cowboys leading the Bears. Also SMU and Central Florida, SMU up in front by 7. They are 6.5-point favorites in the in-game market, 59-52, under 9 minutes left to go in that one. Carolina leading NC State, 67-55. They're 11.5-point favorites in-game. And Florida on top of Georgia, 62-46, under 14 minutes left to go in that one. Also at the top of the hour, this is a good one, Wes. It'll be Duke and Louisville, and Louisville is a short favorite here, laying 2.5 at BetMGM with a total of 141, and the Blue Devils have seen a little bit of the money here.
Yeah, and kind of two teams that need wins here. Duke has lost their last two, both on the road against Virginia Tech and against Pittsburgh. Ever since they've returned to action. And Louisville, last time out, they've lost 2 in a row, including at home to Florida State. I didn't get involved here, but I would lean to Duke here in the spot. Pretty even matchup, really, with these two teams that usually are at the top and kind of trying to work their way there, now kind of in the middle of the league so far this season.
And at the 14-minute mark, the Baylor Bears have taken the lead, 46-45 over Oklahoma State. A lot of basketball left. We'll come back. A lot of Green Zone left. Keep it here on VSiN. Become a VSiN All Access member today and get all of our expert VSiN betting analysis for NFL Conference Championship Weekend and every sport in action for less than $22 per month. Receive daily emails with our best bets from guests and hosts, 24/7 video access, and our Point Spread Weekly Betting Guides. It's everything you need to increase your sports betting IQ. Start your free trial right now at VSiN.com/subscribe. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you inside the Green Zone. I'm live here at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook, Wes down the street at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. And later this evening, Wes, it is going to be UFC 257. We're talking about, of course, tomorrow is loaded with the two championship games, but not so shabby for a Saturday either with the UFC card, the Pegasus World Cup, the golf, the basketball, all kinds of stuff going on for your Saturday. But let's take a look at the main event. Conor McGregor is back in action, and you mentioned it at the top of the show. Anytime this gentleman is in the octagon, it's a big deal, and it generates a lot of interest and a lot of handle here at the book. He'll be taking on Dustin Poirier, and McGregor's a pretty good-sized favorite. Do you have an opinion or any action on this bout?
Yeah, and we'll get in the next hour with Jeff Stoneback at BetMGM to see how the handle has been. I assume it's been substantially higher when you get one Conor McGregor in the octagon against Dustin Poirier. Yeah, this number has been, it looks like it's been all McGregor. And look, I think Poirier is a live dog here, but the play I made, I actually laid 175 McGregor to win by TKO or KO, and that's what I think the result is probably going to be. I would rather bet that than lay the $3 necessarily with Conor McGregor. And when I saw him yesterday, he looked like he was very much in shape at the weigh-ins. I know looks can be deceiving, but he apparently didn't have to cut much weight. He was, you know, very close to the number anyway in terms of making the 155 weight limit here. So these guys fought before, but that was back in 2014. They're clearly different fighters at this point. Conor got the first round knockout over Dustin the Diamond Poirier. And look, you know, that was kind of when Conor was starting his rise a little bit to UFC superstardom and, of course, became arguably the biggest star in the sport and really the company and somebody that the company needs to perform well and to draw buys and to draw eyeballs to their sport. And when you look at the matchup here, and I do think Dustin Poirier is certainly live, so I'm not poo-pooing anybody taking the underdog price here, but stylistically, it's not the easiest matchup for him because he's a guy that's willing to get in kind of the firefights here. And against a natural good counterpuncher like Conor McGregor, that can be very dangerous here because we know what Conor McGregor's game is. You know, he usually starts fast, but he's willing to be the counterpuncher. He's willing to be second in the exchanges, and it's really, you know, his power combined with timing and precision, which has been kind of the key to his successful career. I still think he has the power. We're going to see as you get older if you can still have that speed and that timing and precision, but I just wonder if Poirier is going to kind of get in one of these exchanges where it's a firefight here early, and then he's going to get clipped. And that's what concerns you, I think, if you're a Poirier backer. Now, what concerns you on the McGregor side is the fact that even though he's on weight and he looks in shape and he looked good in the weigh-ins, if it goes to a cardio-type fight where that's what's going to determine it, then it's going to favor Dustin Poirier more than it is Conor McGregor. So, you know, you would think Conor McGregor, look, he wants to finish this relatively quickly, you know, in the first couple rounds. I know James Salinas on Betting Across America, he liked the under 2.5 rounds. I went with the McGregor by TKO knockout DQ prop, which I believe is now like minus $2 at BetMGM. I got it at 175. It's still pretty much in that range going forward. So, yeah, I like McGregor in the fight. I'm not going to lay the current price at BetMGM at minus 340. It's basically above $3 across the board. So I do think McGregor gets on the winning track here again. He hadn't fought in a year, but he looks in shape. He sounds focused. He's certainly saying all the right things. We'll see what happens in the octagon later tonight. But I am going to go with McGregor by KO, TKO, DQ, and that was at 175.
Yeah, I'm with you on that bet, Wes. I had to pay a little more for it because I was late to the party. But our own Lou Finicaro, who writes for Point Spread Weekly, appears here on VSiN quite a bit. He gave out that play, and nothing wrong with following Lou. He's had a very successful UFC season. Also, our boy Jordan Sherwood is on Dan Hooker along with Gamblu. Dan Hooker taking on Michael Chandler, a couple of lightweights, and both Sherwood and Lou like Hooker. A short favorite in this one in the neighborhood of minus 130.
Yeah, make it 3 for 3 here because I am also on Dan Hooker at minus 134. And it's not to sneeze at Michael Chandler, who is making his UFC debut. Michael Chandler is not an unknown commodity for MMA fans that have followed this sport. Was very successful, was the Bellator lightweight world champion. And I know Bellator is clearly the number two promotion. UFC is way the number one in terms of MMA. But Michael Chandler didn't fight cans in Bellator. He fought very good guys like Eddie Alvarez, like Will Brooks. Got wins over Patrick Pitbull Friere. Got wins over Benson Henderson. So he's beaten good guys. The issue I had with Michael Chandler is now he's 34, and he's been in a lot of wars in the octagon. He's been in a lot of long fights, a lot of very physical firefight type of fights going forward. And now you have Michael Chandler, who is going to get Dan Hooker, who looks like a young guy on the rise. Now, this is a step up in class for the 30-year-old Hooker. He's from Auckland, New Zealand. But Hooker's gotten some impressive wins in his own right. I know he lost that decision last June here in Vegas to Poirier, but he's got wins over Paul Felder, Al Iaquinta, James Vick, Gilbert Burns, Jim Miller. So he's beaten wrestlers, which I think is what Michael Chandler is going to want to do. I don't know if it's going to want to be a stand-in trade that he wants to engage in. I think he would like to get it to the ground and see if he can wrestle. But Dan Hooker has proved to be very slick, even though I think he's better on the feet than in the wrestling game. He has proven, I think, over time that he can beat other wrestlers like Jim Miller, like Iaquinta. So not totally a fish out of water is Dan Hooker here, and I think he gets a win here in the co-main tonight.
Baylor now with a three-point lead over Oklahoma State, 54-51, about the 10-minute mark there in Stillwater. Ole Miss over Texas A&M early, 5-2, and North Carolina leading NC State, 75-69. A couple more plays on the UFC card we want to take a look at when we come back. We'll also talk with Dave Tooley about the big horse race going down at Gulfstream today in South Florida. It's the Pegasus World Cup, and our man Tooley will check in when we come back on the other side and give us his insights, who he likes today at the horse race track. It is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Sign up with BetMGM for a chance to win $100 when you place a $1 wager on Conor McGregor to win against Dustin Poirier. Just use the bonus code VSIN100 and get in the ring with the king to take advantage of this offer. Download the app and make your bet with the bonus code VSIN100 today. It's paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, or West Virginia. Excludes Michigan dissociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. And we want to join our man Dave Tooley, senior reporter for VSiN. You can find his work every day at VSiN.com. He contributes to Point Spread Weekly. He is all over the place. You can find him on Twitter at ViewFromVegas. And Dave does a great job on Twitter, constantly updating the odds, the winners, the losers, that type of thing. Dave, you and I have been friends a long time, and I know you've been a horseman for a long time. So we're going to go to you, our go-to guy here inside the Green Zone for the Pegasus World Cup. Talk to me about what's going down today at Gulfstream.
Yeah, the Pegasus World Cup it's become one of the top races during the winter. You know, before we get back into the three-year-olds tuning up for the Derby, this is for four-year-olds and up, $3 million purse. So at Gulfstream Park, it's a race 12 today at 5:44 Eastern Time, 2:44 Pacific. Most eyes are on the number four horse, the favorite, Nick's Go, expected to be the front runner there. But I like the number one, Sleepy Eyes Todd. This is a really hard-knocking horse. It could go to the lead. The trainer, Miguel Silva, has said that he's going to want to have him rate off the pace and come running late, but jockey instructions are usually a fluid situation. And I'm hoping Nixco maybe doesn't break quite as well, and maybe this one goes right to the lead from the number one post. But either way, I think he could win on the lead or from just off the pace at 8-1.
Dave, before I get into one of your undercard plays, which is race 10 in about 25 minutes, obviously the race we just talked about where Nixco is the favorite and you like the number one Sleepy Eyes Todd, and that's the dirt race. They've also added a World Cup Turf Invitational race, which I find to be interesting, just $1 million purse, but a big field, a lot of familiar horses for those that even follow this casually. Todd Pletcher has three in this race, including the favorite Colonel Liam at 7-2. Irad Ortiz Jr. in the irons also has Largent at 9-2 and Social Paranoia at 6-1. Any you would look past, or is it pretty much the one of the three Pletcher horses here?
Of those Pletcher horses, I like Largent the best. Yet there isn't a real long shot in this race that I'm high on. But I think Largent is probably the second choice, and I think Brent Musburger is also on this horse as well.
Dave, talk to us about this race. I mean, the Pegasus, the World Cup Invitational, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is a relatively new event to horse racing. Wasn't this created maybe in the last 5 years or so?
Yeah, and in fact, I think it is actually the fifth running, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it just came from, basically trying to find a big spot for horses running at this time of year. I mean, obviously they have nice weather down in Florida, Gulfstream Park. So, it just came up in recent years, because most of the, bigger races are during the summer, after the Triple Crown, and then you have Del Mar and Saratoga running in the summer. But, so this was kind of Gulfstream Park's answer to that at a time of year when, they're more the focus of the racing world.
Dave, we'll get to race 10 here. 22 minutes to post, by the way, at Gulfstream Park in Hallandale Beach, Florida. And you like Tide of the Seed, the number 7 horse, a Michael Maker trained horse, Tyler Jaffleone in the irons. Couple favorites that are familiar, maybe to some horse bettors, been in some big races in the past. Saddler's Joy at 5-2. Doswell also at 5-2. Both co-favorites on the board now with a little over 20 minutes to post. What drew you to Tide of the Seed, the number 7 horse?
Well, yeah, this horse I think could be the speed of the race. When it raced previously, it's Allowance Company. It's definitely taking a step up in class here. But yeah, just hoping that this one can get out front and lead them all the way. Michael Maker is a great turf trainer, so he usually spots his horses pretty well. So I'm kind of counting on him, thinking that he put him in a good spot here.
Dave Tooley, our guest.
Price doesn't hurt.
Sorry about that, Dave. Identifying you there for the listeners there and the viewers. Dave Tooley, a senior reporter here at VSiN. You can find his work inside Point Spread Weekly, also VSiN.com, and follow him on Twitter at ViewFromVegas. Dave, let's switch over to football. I know you're a big football bettor and fan as well. I did see earlier you're a member of our six-person panel there that we have in Point Spread Weekly, where we give our picks every week, of course, during the regular season. It's much akin to a Circa Million or a Westgate Super contest where we do 5 picks, just down to 2 picks now with only 2 games left on the schedule. You have the early game, the Packers hosting the Buccaneers, and the late game, the Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills in the AFC. Did you make any plays on either of these games yet, Dave?
I haven't bet the Buccaneers yet. 3.5 point dogs to the Packers, but some books have gone to plus 4, including the South Point. So I'm waiting to see where this one peaks at. I mean, obviously the public's going to be betting Aaron Rodgers for the most part. I mean, although obviously there's certainly a Tom Brady backers as well. So yeah, I mean, I think this is a very good betting game for books and the players. But I go back to that week 6 when the Buccaneers routed the Packers 38-10. And the defense was really able to get after Aaron Rodgers. And, I think, definitely have no problem taking Brady as an underdog in a marquee game.
Dave, moving over to the AFC, you like the Buffalo Bills. They have been the hot team in terms of obviously winning and covering spreads, save for that divisional round against Indianapolis. Chiefs, look, small price. I know they haven't covered a lot of games lately, but right now they seem like a bargain basement price. What drew you to the Bills here in the spot?
Again, this is another one where I haven't bet it yet because I'm waiting because I know the public's going to jump on the Chiefs more over the weekend. You know, Mahomes has been cleared from concussion protocol. I know a lot of people were obviously waiting to make sure that was going to be the case, but he was still limping out there even before the concussion last week. So I still am not sure he's going to be 100%. I mean, of course, 80% of Mahomes is better than most anyway. But I think it will limit some of his effectiveness and scrambling ability, whereas Josh Allen has certainly really stepped up this year with his all-around game. He's going to have his full arsenal of weapons going, including his scrambling. So I definitely think, again, they can keep this within a field goal, if not pull the outright upset. And, again, we're seeing 3 -120 at most books. I'm expecting to get at least +3.5 here. And I'm also teasing the two dogs as well.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for the update on the horses and the football. You enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the Pegasus as well, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck, everybody.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. That is Dave Tooley, senior reporter here at VSiN. Again, you can find all his work online at VSiN.com and in our digital publication, Point Spread Weekly. Did you do anything for the Pegasus, Wes?
I have not. Going with Dave's plays, by the way, this race is going to get out of the gate here in about 17 minutes. That's race number 10 on the Gulfstream card. Tide of the Sea, that was 10-1 morning line and down to 7-2. So certainly looks like the wise guy horse of that race, taking the money against the favorites. But, Brady, sometimes when I'm not involved in this day-to-day, I like to go against the grain here. I don't necessarily want to take the favorites. So I'm looking at that turf race we brought up with the three Todd Pletchers, the favorites. Breaking the rules at 10-1, Claude McGahee-trained horse, Johnny V, John Velasquez in the irons. That might be kind of the price play where I look to go against those three Todd Pletchers in the turf race, which is race number 11.
Well, the Baylor Bears are really starting to pull away now in the second half. About 4.5 minutes left in this game against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State led by 4 points at the half, hung on to a lead for a long time in the second half, but now it's Baylor way out in front. 75-59. Again, 4.5 minutes left in this one, and it looks like the Bears will remain undefeated, although certainly a scare provided by the Oklahoma State Cowboys. 86-76. Backs to a 10-point advantage for North Carolina over NC State. Just the final seconds left in this one. Looks like Carolina is going to get the win and the cover. And Texas A&M has now taken the lead from Ole Miss, 16-11. Ole Miss went out to a 5-0 lead to begin this game. Their 8.5-point favorites was the closing price here at BetMGM. But A&M out in front now again early in this ball game. We'll come back and talk some more hockey, NBA. We've also got football coming up tomorrow. We'll preview both of the games. You heard Dave Tooley's take. Wes and I will give ours as well. And also some more college basketball to get to. That's 1 hour in the books here on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. I'm live here at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Wes is down the street at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. Hour number two when we come back, and we'll have Jeff Stoneback to talk about the full slate of sports going on for your Saturday. We'll see where the house is rooting for and who they're rooting for on Sunday in the football games as well. Keep it here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.